A round of showers and thunderstorms occurred yesterday with the passage of a cold front. As is typical with summertime thunderstorms, some areas received very little rainfall and other areas received quite a bit, exceeding 2 inches. And in those areas where rain was heavy, we had some issues with flooding during yesterday afternoon and last night. Now the front is stalled to our south. The air mass today is less humid than yesterday. But with that front still nearby, we run the risk of some more showers and storms over the next few hours. The best chance for that will be along and south of Interstate 90. Then as we move ahead into the nighttime hours, the sky will become mostly clear. We will see some fog form in our typically prone locations, near bodies of water and in our valleys, and low temperatures will generally be in the 50s, but there will be some 40s in the mountains. During the day tomorrow, we have some more showers and storms in the forecast, and these are actually going to be driven by some cold air moving in aloft. That results in instability, so we do have the chance of scattered showers and storms as we go through, especially tomorrow afternoon and early tomorrow evening. By Friday, high pressure will build in from the west, and that should dry things out, and it looks like that dry weather will continue into Saturday. A quick check in the tropics with Storm Bertha now moving south of the Canadian Maritimes. Again, the storm is not a threat to the mainland. However, there are some very large waves and dangerous rip currents along the ocean-facing beaches, and that's going to continue at least for a couple of more days. Out in the Pacific, we have Hurricane Isel, which is likely to impact Hawaii later this week as a tropical storm. There are already tropical storm watches there. And on its heels is Hurricane Julio, which could also impact the Hawaiian Islands coming up this weekend or early next week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers and storms, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80, and on Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.